Jeremiah chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews living in the land of Egypt, at Migdal, Tahpenes, and Memphis, and in the region of southern Egypt, saying, This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. You have seen all the disaster that I have brought on Jerusalem and on all the cities of Judah. Look, even today they are still in ruins and uninhabited. This is because of their wickedness, which they have done, provoking me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and serve other gods, that neither they, nor you, nor your forefathers knew. Yet I repeatedly sent to you all my servants the prophets, saying, Please do not do this disgusting thing that I hate. But they refused to listen, or incline their ear, or turn from their wickedness, and to stop burning incense to other gods. So my wrath and anger was poured out, and burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. They became the desolate wasteland that they are to this day. Now this is what the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Why are you hurting yourselves? Why destroy every man, woman, child, and infant from the midst of Judah, leaving you with not even a remnant left? Why provoke me to anger with the idolatrous works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have settled? You will be destroyed and become an example used to curse and ridicule among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness done by your forefathers, the kings of Judah and their wives, and even your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They have shown no contrition even to this day. They have not feared or walked in my law, or in my statutes, that I set before them and before your forefathers. Therefore, this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Look, I am determined to bring disaster against you, even to destroy Judah completely. I will take the remnant of Judah, who have determined to go to the land of Egypt and to settle there, and they will all be consumed. In the land of Egypt they will fall and die by the sword or famine. They will die from the least to the greatest by the sword or famine. They will become an object of execration, horror, cursing, and ridicule. I will punish those who live in the land of Egypt, just as I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, famine, and plague. None of the remnant of Judah who have gone to the land of Egypt to settle there will escape or survive to return to the land of Judah. Even though they have a desire to return to live there, none will return except a few refugees. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, and all the women who were present, a great assembly of all the people who lived in Pathros in the land of Egypt, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you, but we will do everything that we have vowed. We will burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and pour out drink offerings to her, just as we, our forefathers, our kings, our officials, have done in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, and were well off, and had no trouble. But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and famine. The women continued, When we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did our husbands not know that we were making cakes to worship her and pouring out drink offerings to her? Then Jeremiah said to the people, both men and women, even to all the people who had replied to him, saying, The incense that you, your forefathers, your kings, and officials, and the people of the land burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, did not the Lord remember it? Did it not come into his mind? At last the Lord could no longer bear your evil deeds and the disgusting things that you were doing. That is the reason your land became desolate, an object of horror, and a curse, uninhabited as it is to this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, or walked in his law, statutes, or testimonies, therefore this evil has happened to you, as it is to this day. Then Jeremiah said to the people, especially to all the women, Hear the word of the Lord, all you Judeans who are in the land of Egypt. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. You and your wives have done what your mouths have promised when you said, We will certainly perform our vows that we have made to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings to her. All right, then, keep your promises and perform your vows. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all Judeans who live in the land of Egypt. Look, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name will no longer be invoked by the mouth of anyone from Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, As the sovereign Lord lives. Look, I will watch over them for disaster and not for good. All the people of Judah who are in the land of Egypt will perish by the sword and famine until not one of them is left. Those who manage to escape the sword and return from the land of Egypt into the land of Judah will be few in number. All the remnant of Judah who have gone into the land of Egypt to settle there will know whose word will stand, mine or theirs. This will be a sign to you, says the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words will surely stand against you to bring disaster. This is what the Lord says. Look, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of those seeking his life, just as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who was his enemy and sought his life. Jeremiah chapter 44.